Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. Let's go to our telephone lines. We got Wayne in Mississippi. Wayne, you're in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey, Mike, how you guys doing this evening?
Doing great, Wayne. How are you, bud?
I'm good. Hey, Mike, I got a question for you. I was just wondering if you got a reading on our new coach. I know he's brand new, you know, as a head coach, but he's been in the league, obviously offensive coordinator for the Eagles. But how would you rate his intensity? And, you know, when you see him on the sideline, does he have the fire and you know, to kind of want to motivate the guys to maybe, you know, get that fire burning in them? How are you guys rating that, or have you really looked at that so far this year?
Wayne, he is who he is. You can't – Bobby has that comment. Can't fake the funk. Okay, if you're not a fire and brimstone guy and you try to be that way, the players see right through that you're a phony. They see it right through you. That's not who Kellen Moore is. He got a lot of fire in him, but it's not an outwardly fire. He's not going to be like Sean Payton, okay, and be demonstrative on the sidelines. That's just who he is personality-wise, and you can't change that just because you went from a coordinator to be a head coach, because that's not your real personality. Does he have a lot of fire? Yes, he does. You know, you look at his college career and what he was able to accomplish at Boise State at quarterback. He was a journeyman quarterback in the NFL, but how he made that ascent up to be a head coach, he's got a lot of fire in him, but it's not that outward fire that you see from some coaches. But if you try to fake that, Wayne, they spot it. Man, what are you trying to do? You're not like that in your real personality. And so they won't respond to that. They respond to who you are as a personality. It's just like going to work. You know, the worst people that you're going to work for is you don't know who you're going to get from day to day. One day they ride in the mountaintop, and the next day they're in the valley. The one thing with Kellen Moore, that personality stays the same. I can deal with that if I'm an employee or if I'm a player. I know what I'm going to get from him. But, yeah, he got plenty fire. He just isn't outward about it like you see with some coaches. But if you try to be something different, man, the players, I know you ain't like that. Who are you trying to fool? So, it's just part of his demeanor that we're going to have to get used to. That's how he handles things, you know, because you can almost hear kind of, you know, all the wheels clicking in his head as he's trying to figure it out, but he's not going to be outward about it. That's not a negative, to be honest with you. He's not trying to be somebody he isn't at this stage. But it's a really great question, Wayne. Thanks so much for the call.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.